the security element of dealing with ISIL is one part of the solution, but it is not the comprehensive solution to the problem. Obviously, the Iraqi army needs to be trained and to be prepared. It needs to cooperate with the tribes on the ground, with the people in the provinces that have been occupied by ISIL, to push them back. But what also needs to happen is a political process, and a political process that allows for the various communities of Iraq to come back together. The last decade has seen a lot of violence that has been driven by divisive politics. What is happening, in fact, as we speak, is that we have a new government in Iraq that is inclusive of all the political parties and that is embarking on an agenda of addressing some of the long-standing grievances that exist within Iraqi society.
The humanitarian situation is a huge challenge in Iraq.
I cannot emphasize how important dealing with the humanitarian situation is. If you go back a year, in the beginning of this year, we saw the first waves of displacement from Anbar province. 200,000-300,000 people were displaced at that point. After the events of the summer of this year, we're now facing up to 2 million people displaced and a very large number of these people still living in areas of conflict, which we have great difficulty reaching with humanitarian assistance.
How about the people in ISIL-controlled areas? How are you trying to reach them and provide them with some kind of assistance?
That's the most difficult task. Because of the security challenge, it is close to impossible to reach into many of these communities. We have been able, through some tribal networks and local groups, to provide some assistance to accessible parts of these areas, but that is increasingly risky for everybody.
Describe the days when news emerged about ISIL's advances through northern Iraq as they came closer to Baghdad.
There are a couple of days that I will remember for the rest of my life in the middle of early June of this year. And it started with June 9th when a security analyst saw that Mosul was under a threat. What I don't think anyone of us could have seen is the meltdown that happened between the 9th and the 11th of June of this year. And this meltdown with the disintegration of the Iraqi forces allowed ISIL to quickly show up basically at the gates of Baghdad. I remember a phone call from some of our colleagues in Kirkuk who work in the middle of a military base, and they said, look, everybody's gone from the military base. We're left here alone.